Ray, I think you're right. Bring her over the grass, will we?
I go to the cross off. Yeah. And you get a
This is the same. This is a polyester material. Turling, as we call it, yeah?
Turling,
we call it nowadays. This is my wife's handiwork.
Oh, beautiful stitching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We make the sails for all the Bordeaux Hall crew.
Yeah.
So we have to do a lot of different things when you're involved in Bordeaux.
I'm Lorna Siggins, and I'm in Galway City opposite the Spanish Arch with Peter Connolly, Dara Bailey, Ray O'Beara, and other members of the traditional boat restoration group Bádóirí an Chladaí as they untangle Christmas lights to illuminate three traditional boats, the Gloitiog Manuela, the Lafod Marquín Jo, and the Railt na Gólaithe, all moored in the Chladaí Basin.
So what we do is, every time we get the lights ready, we lay out the ropes, the shape of the sail, and then we attach the lights onto the ropes, then, and there we have it.
Okay.
Simply done.
So you're going to do that now?
Yep.
So you made these lights up a few years ago and you just keep them, is that
we
it?
We keep them aside, yeah. Things were quite bleak COVID time, and we said we'd do something to try and brighten up this corner.
They're not too tangled.
Not like the ones you have in the house now that were up in the
attic.
Oh,
attitude. Yeah.
You take that window.
I take this corner, okay. Now we're just bringing the lights over to the grass. How are you doing?
We use the sail as a template.
Yeah, yeah. Ray O'Beara. Yeah, my people would have been from Boat Builders and Letharmullen as well, going back. Machin Warren Ivera and Ned O'Beara. So, Brishan and Dokish to Hulang Haich. Everyone's family had probably a boat builder, a steerwatch in their family. It's a very novelty thing.
Yeah.
Lorna, would you see it in many other parts of the world? That's a first for Galway in the Chladaí Basin, Bádóirí and Chladaí.
Yeah.
Peter Connolly and all that.
You're part of the Bádóirí and Chladaí, and you're from the very famous Bailey family.
Well, famous is a strong word.
Infamous.
Even that strong word. But when Peter came back from Canada, and there was only two boats left in Chladaí at the time, really for a place there were supposed to be a few hundred boats, they're all booked on. And Peter started the revival in all fairness to him. And it's been going from year after year. There's another club there now since started, which is fantastic. There's a lot of new interest coming in, which is fantastic. And long may it continue, but it was Peter that kicked it off.
And yeah. You had sailed with your father, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, I spent years sailing in the Copper, yeah. They would have been trading turf and seaweed in the Copper. She would have been a cargo boat, Mm-hmm. That kind of line of work was declining. Such a his passion for the sailing boats and the way he was living. He didn't like the noise of the engines. He always, no, even though he preferred sailing instead. Yeah. I was seventh in the family of 10. I treasured them years we had together.
Yeah.
The wealth of knowledge is second to none, when you come to years of experience at sea, No, but look at, as you come over at the Wolfton Bridge there and you see these, we see them all the time, and we still have to stop and look. And here's the boss coming.
Here's Peter Connolly.
Yeah.
There was an artist, Michael Devlin, a pencil artist. And I asked him, insert six boats over here from Drury's Hotel down to the Spanish Arch and just give a feel for what it was 100 years ago. And he came up with this beautiful photograph. We used that as a catalyst to move forward. Within 10 years, those seven boats were rebuilt, some brand new. And since that, Kieran Oliver, there's a second hooker sailing club, and they're doing it extremely well, and they're building boats. And they have at least five, six boats out there at the moment sailing. It's been a real revival in that sense. But we desperately, desperately need a safe haven, both in winter and summer. We have as many storms in the summer now. There's one photograph here from 1895 with 14 boats in the basin here out of inclement weather in safety. Just at that nook at the Chladaí Church here.
Don't tell him no, it's giving him compliments, will you?
I won't.
Put a life jacket on Santa.
Are you ready to go?
So you're the conductor, Martin.
Call me what you want. I want to spit some on it.
One, on three, ready?
Well done, Peter.
Absolutely.